सत्यम नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवी सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जयो मुदीरये नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 28 एंटाइटल्ड पुरंजन बिकम्स ए वुमन इन द नेक्स्ट लाइफ टेक्स्ट नंबर 22 एवं कृपणया बुद्ध्या शोचन्तम् अतद् अर्हणम् ग्रहितुं कृत धीरेन भय नामाभ्यपद्यत एवं कृपणया बुद्ध्या शोचन्तम् एतद् अर्हणम् ग्रहितुं कृत धीरेन भय नामाभ्यपद्यत एवं कृपणया बुद्ध्या शोचन्तम् अतद् अर्हणम् ग्रहितुं कृत धीरेन भय नामाभ्यपद्यत। प्लीज रिपीट। एवं कृपणया बुद्ध्या शोचन्तम् अतद् अर्हणम् एवं कृपणया बुद्ध्या तदर्हणम् धीरेनम् भय नामाभ्यपद्यत एवं कृपणया बुद्ध्या गृहीतुं कृत धीरेनम् नामाभिपद्यत एवं कृपणया बुद्ध्या शोचन्तम् अतदर्हणम् ग्रहितुं कृत धीरेनम् भय नामाभिपद्यत। मदर्स प्लीज। माताजीस वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। एवं दस कृपणया बाय माइजरली बुद्ध्या इंटेलिजेंस शोचन्तम् लमेंटिंग अतत् अर्हणम् ऑन व्हिच ही शुड नॉट हैव लमेंटेड ग्रहितुम् इन ऑर्डर टू अरेस्ट कृतधीहि द डिटरमाइंड किंग ऑफ द यवनास एनम हिम भयनामा हुज नेम वाज फियर अभ्यपद्यत केम देयर इमीडिएटली। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन Although King Puranjana should not have lamented over the fate of his wife and children, he nonetheless did so due to his miserly intelligence. In the meantime, Yavanaraj, whose name was Fear itself, immediately drew near to arrest him. Purport. Foolish people do not know that every individual soul is responsible for his own actions and reactions in life. As long as a living entity in the form of a child or boy is innocent, It is the duty of the father and mother to lead him into a proper understanding of the values of life. When a child is grown, it should be left up to him to execute the duties of life properly. The parent, after his death, cannot help his child. A father may leave some estate for his children's immediate help, but he should not be overly absorbed in thoughts of how his family will survive after his death. This is the disease of the conditioned soul. Not only does he commit sinful activities for his own sense gratification, but he accumulates great wealth to leave behind so that his children may also gorgeously arrange for sense gratification. In any case, everyone is afraid of death, and therefore death is called bhaya or fear. Although King Puranjan was engaged in thinking of his wife and children, death did not wait for him. Death does not wait for any man. It will immediately carry out its duty. Since death must take away the living entity without hesitation, it is the ultimate God realization of the atheist who spoil their lives thinking of country, society and relatives to the neglect of God consciousness. In this verse, the word Atat Arhanam is very significant, for it means that one should not be overly engaged in welfare activities for one's family members, countrymen, society and community. None of these will help a person to advance spiritually. Unfortunately, in present day society, so-called educated men have no idea what spiritual progress is, although they have the opportunity in the human form of life to make spiritual progress. They remain misers. They use their lives improperly and simply waste them thinking about the material welfare of their relatives, countrymen, society and so on. One's actual duty is to learn how to conquer death. Lord Krishna states the process of conquering death in the Bhagavad Gita 4.9. Janma karma chame divyam evam yobeti tattvata taktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti sorjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. After giving up this body, one who is fully Krishna conscious does not accept another material body, but returns home back to Godhead. Everyone should try to attain this perfection. Unfortunately, instead of doing so, people are absorbed in thoughts of society, friendship, love and relatives. This Krishna conscious movement, however, is educating people throughout the world and informing them how to conquer death. Harim vina na strim na srim taranti. One cannot conquer death without taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om jnana timirandhasya jnananjana salakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namah. Shri chaitanya manobhishtam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam. Bandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamalan shri gurun vaishnavamsa shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunathanitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padan sahagana lalita shri visakhanitam. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Vansakalpataru Vyascha Kripasindhu Vyayevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So welcome to the regular Bhagavatam class in C.C. Radharas Vihari Mandir, which is Prabhupada's home. I am just a replacement. Actually, the real speaker is not here. His Holiness Navayadnari Swami Maharaj, he has gone out. So all of you have to bear me. Just a few hour before His Grace Asim Krishnapur told me to speak something. This is first time I am speaking in front of all the exalted devotees in Radharas Vihari Mandir. So I need all of your blessings so that we can discuss this exalted subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this fourth canto, chapter 28, which is entitled Puranjana Becomes a Woman in the Next Life, is very essential and important subject matter for all of us, those who are practicing spiritual life. So the verse goes like this. श्री श्री राधा राजपेरी ललिता विशाखा देवी की सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की श्री श्री निताय गौर सुंदर की एवं कृपणया बुद्ध्या एवं मीन्स दस इन संस्कृत जस्ट लाइक इति ऑल्सो मीन्स दस एवं मीन्स दस मीन्स विच इज कनेक्टेड टू द प्रीवियस वर्सेस द As you know, this topic is going on, I mean to say, the allegory story of King Puranjana. If anyone read this, chapter, he can easily know that who is Puranjana. Can anyone say, please raise your hand, who is Puranjana? Yes, Mahaprabhu. Living entity, we all. It's an allegory story that to take lessons from this story for all of us. So different things are compared with the different Jwara and this Yavanaraj. So many things we have already discussed previously. So connected to those verses, it is said here that Evam, in this way, Kripanaya Buddhya, who has this miserly intelligence, this is none but King Puranjana. Sochantam, and he was lamenting, actually he should not lament. Atat Arhanam, this word is very significant. Prabhupada is emphasizing in his purport about Atat Arhanam. That means one should not lament, but he is lamenting. That is called Atat Arhanam. Enam Grahitum means in order to arrest him, and again him means here Puranjan, in order to arrest him. Eno means him, grahitum, to arrest. Kritadhi, the determined king, Yavana, whose name is Bhaya, fear personified. Abhyapadhyata immediately came to him. So the Bhaya personified, which is represented like Yavana Raj, the king of Yavana, immediately came to the king Puranjana, one who was lamenting for his temporary life and family members and relatives, in order to arrest him. So this word, which is Sochantam Atat Arhanam, actually one should not lament, but one is lamenting, also comes in Bhagavad Gita. Anyone remembers? In second chapter in the beginning, when Krishna starts his instruction, how it starts? Asachan anusachastu pragyavadangsa bhasase gatasun agatangsa na sachatum arasi. There also Krishna, in one sense, chastising Arjuna, that you are lamenting for what is not worthy to lament. That means those who are temporary, the body itself, and then those who have relation with the body, the family members, relatives, they don't have. It's like temporary. But you are lamenting. In the same way, here the king Puranjana is lamenting. And in the first paragraph, Srila Prabhupada very nicely describes. It's a very important purport. So he says that if we read carefully and then concise it, then we can understand it's a description of typical materialistic person. How? One who is always engrossed with his body and the bodily relatives, the family members. How I can eat nicely, sleep peacefully, get married, and then produce children, all these things, and then I should take care of my family members, those who have relation with my body, and then little more, then my community, because I am from particular community, religion, then my like this, it expands. Then my nation, like this, Prabhupada is talking about how people are completely engrossed with this sense gratification, or one sense, in another place Prabhupada is said about the extended sense gratification, isn't it? One who is thinking about always his own body, relatives, family member, community, religion, nation, only this much. Doesn't think about from the soul point of view, spiritual. He always thinks about in the terms of his body. That is called sense gratification. So nowadays we can see in this world, 99.999% all these people we can find easily, those who come in the category of such kind of such a materialistic category. They say, what is the success of human life? They say success of human life means we should have a good job and earn more and get married and settle in very nice household life, have a good bungalow or flat, and children, those who are obedient, and enough money either through business or through job, and then like that, they spend the life in this way. And then they think that if I can grow my son, and they can be an officer, or they can be a good businessman, they can earn themselves, they can stand on their own leg, apne pair pe khade ho gaye, then that is called success of human life. Isn't it? We see, what is the success of human life? People know all about this only. That if someone is going away from this strategy, either to accept the spiritual life or especially accepting spiritual life, then they say that these people are escaping, isn't it? They are escaping. They are running away from the regular way of life. So they think that this is a success because they don't know beyond this. They think that this is only. But earn money, just like Prabhupada said, eat, sleep, get married, produce children. But this is the life. If one is not able to do, then he is good for nothing. He is just running away from the situation. Of course, in Shastra also it is said that at least a sane man should follow this four principles. What is that? Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha. A gentleman, he should practice some religiosity, and then He should have some economy to maintain his life. And then sense gratification is also allowed by that economic. And then at last he should approach, he should try or strive for the moksha, liberation. These are the four things. In all the religion, I mean to say the Puranas, the Vedas, the Upanishad, they talk about this thing. We read Ramayana, we read Mahabharata. All the Puranas talks about these four things. Religion, practice religiosity, live a very good life, according to the rules and regulation, and you can earn money in a very honest way, and then have sense gratification, and sleep peacefully, produce some children, help in the creation of the Brahmaji to increase the progeny, and then strive for the liberation, like that. So, but Srimad Bhagavatam is something extra, like it talks beyond this. They don't know about this. Just like, we heard many times the boys tell about their parents. The father says that why to go to the Hare Krishna temple to become full time? See, we have everything here. The father is saying that I am a honest man, I am a government officer, I am earning money in an honest way, I don't take bribe, I am following my religion very strictly, suppose a typical Hindu or any religion, I am following, I go to the temple, every Sunday to Hare Krishna, Monday to Shiva, and Tuesday to Ganapati, and then like that, so many. So they follow religion. And they earn money also. And so everything is here. Now why to go to Hare Krishna temple and dedicate fully to become full time, or to always be there, chanting so many rounds a day and reading all these things. So I'm talking about a typical person who is in the mode of goodness. They think like this. That's all. This is the life. But nowadays the materialism is spread so rapidly that even such kind of people we find very rare. No, very rare. Out of four, they know only two. Do you know what? Artha and Kama. Isn't it? By hook or crook, somehow or other, by honest or anyway, and then live peacefully according to their style. Artha and Kama, sense gratification. The whole material civilization, the modern civilization, they live like this. Artha and Kama, no dharma. They don't know what is dharma even. Moksha, what is this moksha? They will ask, we concept ka phal hai. No, what is this moksha? I don't know what is moksha. I know only how to live, how to eat, how to sleep, how to get married and produce children and go out for a retreat and enjoy the life. But this is only life. What is moksha? They don't know anything. So, the world is full with such kind of people. They don't know about the real goal of their life. So, I was reading this Shankaracharya's very nice prayers, all of you may know, or Bhajagovindam. So there, Shankaracharya is praying very nicely. It describes about a person who is in this world and living, thinking himself that I am very peacefully living. But he doesn't know that how dangerous is this world. About his family members, relatives, and most dangerous thing is death. So it very nicely describes. So I chant a verse. Here it says, Ma kurudhana jana yovana garva harati nimesat kalaha sarvam maya maya midam akhilam buddhva brahma padang tvang pravishya viditva भज गोविंदम भज गोविंदम गोविंदम भज मूढ़मते मा कुरु डोंट डू मा मीन्स नो डोंट मा कुरु धन जन यौवन गर्व डोंट बिकम पफ्ड अप और प्राइड डोंट बिकम प्राउड बाय योर धन मीन्स वेल्थ आई हैव सो मेनी वेल्थ आई हैव सो मच ऑफ वेल्थ आई हैव सो मच ऑफ बैंक बैलेंस सो नथिंग कैन हैपन टू मी मा कुरु धन जन सो मेनी फॉलोअर्स बाय जस्ट वन सिग्नल मेनी पीपल विल कम टू मी टू डू समथिंग जन मा कुरु धन जन यौवन जस्ट सी आई एम सो यंग पीपल यूज सो मेनी कॉस्मेटिक्स टू बिकम यंग एवर यूथ बट इट्स नॉट पॉसिबल मा कुरु धन जन यौवन गर्व सो डोंट बिकम प्राइड प्राउड डोंट बिकम पफ्ड अप बाय दिस थिंग्स धन वेल्थ एंड जन फॉलोअर्स यौवन द यूथ हरति निमेषत काल सर्वम द काल द इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ टाइम हियर इज ऑल्सो डिस्क्राइब अबाउट द काल द टाइम इट टेक्स अवे एवरीथिंग धन जन यौवन एवरीथिंग टेक्स अवे इजंट इट व्हेन वी गो इन फ्रंट ऑफ ए मिरर वी कैन सी आवर सेल्व व्हाट इज दिस रिंकल्स एंड सम हेयर सेल्स आर बिकमिंग व्हाइट बट स्टिल सम पीपल जस्ट दे आर डूइंग मेकअप सो दैट no one should see hiding. What is this useless hiding? We have to see the reality. It is said in Ramayana when Dasarath Maharaj went in front of the mirror, when he saw that the hairs on the side of his ear is growing white, becoming white, immediately he thought that I should go to the forest. So this is a signal. Somebody said that there is a nice joke. Somebody, one time Yamaraj came to a person. So he said that, now your time is over, you have to come with me. This fellow said, what is this? You are a king of death. You are Yamaraj, you don't know the etiquette? Even now, in this world also, before anyone comes to some person, he knocks the door, or at least he gives a mail to him. Or SMS, sir, I am coming, please be there, I want to meet you. You don't know the etiquette, simple etiquette, and you are claiming that you are the death of king of the death, Yamaraj. And he spoke in such a way that Yamaraj was really surprised, really, I should have given notice, then I should come. Then he went. And after some year, maybe 25 or 30, when he became 50, 60, that time he became very old. And all the limbs and the organs that are not working, the senses were not working. His hair became white. So that time again Yamaraj came. And this fellow was so puffed up, he was telling, again you came? Without giving any notice? What is this? I told you, in our world, in this world, we have the etiquette. Before a person meets to another person, he gives a notice. That, sir, Prabhuji, I am coming so that I can meet you. This Yamaraj said, you fool rascal. 20 notice I have given you. I have already sent you. 10-20 notice. Do you remember? First time when your hair, the side of the ear, it became white. That was the first notice. Second, when your ear was not able to hear properly. That was the second notice. First time when we are the speck. That was the third notice. Okay? And when you are not able to walk, that time you took the help of a stick, fourth notice. In this way, so many things Yamaraj explained, one after another. When your stomach got upset, you could not digest the Sunday feast also. That was the sixth notice. In this way, so many things he said. But this fellow was asking Yamaraj, he wanted to cheat Yamaraj. That you, without notice, how can you come? Then Yamaraj said, there are 20 email already I have sent. You check your inbox. You didn't know, you didn't realize. Now, no way. You can't give any justification. Come with me. So like that, people are ignoring the real fact. If we talk about these things, some typical materialistic person, they accuse, even they argue with the Hare Krishna devotees. They say that you people are very much pessimistic. Isn't it? Have you heard sometime? Always they say like that. Why you talk about this? Talk something positive, no? Talk about this greenery, this, just see the sun is rising and we'll go to the Lonavala, we'll have a nice time. Always talk about positive. Why this always death? And this janma, murtyu, jara, vyadhi, always talking about these negative things. So, it's not that we are talking. Every shastra says, every scripture says, all the realized person, the sadhu samaj says. Why? Because to realize ourselves that actually don't get attached to this world, which is full of all these things. Ahead, he's saying, Maya maya midam akhilang buddhva. You are thinking about yourself and these family members and relatives. All these are nothing but maya. Akhilang buddhva. Brahma padang tvang pravishya viditva. Thinking, contemplating, realizing that these things are temporary. Always think about Brahma pada. Artha? In our Vaishnava word, chant Hare Krishna. Think about Krishna. So thinking all these family members, relatives, all this world, is the temporary nature, always think about the permanent thing, which is Sri Krishna's lotus feet. Therefore, there is a saying in English that everyone is dreaming about the future and lamenting about the past. No one is living in the present. So see, everyone has this dream that I'll become like that. And they always lament about, I should not have done like this. They think always. But presently how they can live, they don't think. And those who are this, they have this feeling that my family members, relatives, my youth, it will be there forever. That also Shankaracharya said, Yavat pavano nivasati dehe tavat prutsati kusalangehe. Very nice. It's very easy to understand, no? As long as the prana, the life air there in our body, in dehe, in the body, till that time, putsandi, they ask, our family members, relatives, they ask, so Prabhuji, how are you? Mataji, how are you? They ask about our well-being. Kusalang means our welfare. They ask, Gativati bayo deha paye. The moment the life air leaves from the body or goes out from the body, Bharya vibhyate, little strong, please bear with the Shankaracharya, I'm not saying. Bharya vibhyate tasmin kaye. The better half, what you said, isn't it? The better half, the wife herself, she becomes afraid, she becomes fearful to come to near to the husband. Her own husband only, not another person. But as long as, means that moment the life air goes from the body, even the wife, one who is very dear to a person, wife is called as better half, she also becomes afraid, she becomes completely fearful to come to near to the body. Jaldi nikalo iska bhoot hai, dar lagta hai. They say that this is, you must be, you will become a ghost. Husband ho to kya hua? Jab tak the tab. As long as you are there, that is husband. It's real, it's not joking, you know. So, here, Prabhupada is describing about this temporary nature of the world, relatives, and then in the second para, he is talking about death. As I was telling you, the people in this world, they don't want to hear this very strong word which is known as death. They just want to hide that. Just like we know the example of that ostrich, you know. Ostrich, when the danger comes, he put his head under the soil and he thinks that no one is there. So no matter whatever arrangement or situation we create, but it will come. Death will come, it will take our life air from our body. So, people don't listen, they don't contemplate these things, the reality of life. Another story, there is a small story. in Puranas that how the even the grandfather of Vyasadeva, once he thought that my grandson is Shaktavesha avatar of Supreme Lord, he is as good as Supreme Lord, so he can help me, I don't want to die. And he went to his grandson that my dear grandson, you are Shaktavesha avatar of Supreme Lord, can you arrange something by which actually I want to avoid death, at least for the time being, I don't want to die. And he said, my dear papa, means grandpa, how I can do, even I also cannot do, it's not in my hand. But then whose hand? It's Vidhata, one who is writing everything. If he can do something, then it can be possible. So then who is that? Then go to Brahma. They all went to this Vyasadeva and his grandfather. They went to Brahmaji. And Brahma said, oh, Vyasadeva has come, such a great sage. He welcomed him. And then Brahma said, okay, so for what purpose you have come? Vyasadeva said, please accept my humble obeisances. My grandfather don't want to die. Can you do something? Can you arrange something? Can you see that how he can avert the death? He said that, see, I am writing the things, means whatever is there in their karma. But about avoiding that, I can't do. But I just write the what they will suffer or enjoy in this life. Everything is I have write. But I cannot avoid. Then who can do? He said, maybe the devastation personality. Who is that? Lord Shiva, Shankar, Bhagavan, he can do maybe. Let's try. So Vyasadevji took Brahma also. So Brahma, Vyasadev and his grandfather, all they went to Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva welcomed them. He said, oh, Brahmaji and the great sage Vyasadev came. So then he asked her, okay, for what purpose you have come? Then Brahmaji said, my dear Lord, oh Bholenath, and this fellow, means our grandfather of Vyasadev, he don't want to die. So he wants to avoid death. Can it possible? He said, the Lord Shiva said, just see, you are writing, you are a Vidhata, and you are writing the karma of every individual living entity. And my duty, under the order of Vishnu, to annihilate, pralaya. But I can't avoid death. This is not in my hand. Then he became again morose. He said that, okay, so who can do? He said that, only the Mahakala, the death personified. If he, because he is taking the judgment, if he can do something, then it can be possible. Then Brahma requested Lord Shiva, please come, we'll go together. So Lord Shiva, Brahmaji and Vyasadeva and Nanaji, means grandfather, they all went to Mahakal, means death personified. He's Yamaraj. And Yamaraj became surprised. He said, what is this? Today is very nice day that all the gods have come. And how can I serve? Then Vyasadeva said that, actually my grandfather don't want to die. He wants to avoid death. And I brought Brahmaji and Shivji. They didn't do anything. Can you do some arrangement? And he said, okay, I can do, but I can see that what is written in his panjika, means what is in his file. So he called Chitragupta. Chitragupta is the minister of the one who keeps record all in his computer, biodata, you know. So he called for Chitragupta. And Chitragupta came. And Yamaraj asked Chitragupta, Chitragupta, see this person's lifespan, and how long he will live, and what time he will die, so that we can see something. Chitragupta saw, and he was narrating. He said that, at the moment when Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Vyasadev, and the grandfather will come to the Yamaraj court, that time this person will die. And after finishing, this person immediately dead. Fell dead, that moment only. So Yamaraj was surprised. Vyasadev was surprised that, my God, I was just asking and this moment only died. Yamaraj said, how can I do? How can I avoid? This is written, this was written in his destiny, that all the goddesses, including Vyasadeva, when they will come to the Yamaraj court, that time this person will die. In the court of Yamaraj only. So I mean to say, this death is like, they say in the Hindi also, na, Dhruva, Mrityu Jasa Satya. That as death, as truth as possible. I mean, what is it? The truth is as death, like death, you can say. So we have to see the reality. And then towards the end of the purport, Prabhupada is writing about the next life. Very nicely it is described in a sequence, in a very series. First, materialistic way of life, then the horrible death, and then last, towards the end of the purport, Prabhupada is talking about the people who don't know or who ignore about the next life. Don't think that this is the only life. Just like we know this Charvak philosophy, that this is the only life. Vasmi bhutasya sharira kuta punaragaman bhut. When the body is finished, everything is merged in their respective elements. Now, who has seen what will happen in the next life? No, this is foolishness. Foolishness completely. So there is life after this death. After this life, there is another life also. Just like, we give the example, small child. Just imagine, 20 years back, how old are you? You are a very small boy, isn't it? Now you are grown up. And then after 10 years, you will again grown up. The body is changing, isn't it? So we are no more this small 5-10 year young boy. Just like, people are thinking, as soon as the child takes birth, the parents think about the future. Oh, now we have a son. We have to save money for him, for his future. Then sometimes father thinks that, okay, I want my son to be doctor. Mother says, no, I want my son to be engineer. So, like that, they plan from the childhood. Very childhood they plan. But the foolishness is that they don't plan about the next life. Isn't it? In this life they plan, they think about, they contemplate, they do something that how in the future my son will be live peacefully. They do all kinds of arrangements. But no father, no mother, not a single parent is thinking that how after this life my son will be in a very well situated. I mean to say in our term, he will be in his original position. No one is thinking. Okay, in this life only. 99.99% the parents are, or even the individual soul is thinking about very lifetime only, this life only. No one is thinking about the next life. But this is the reality. There is life. What say Krishna says in Gita, Dehi nosmin yatha dehi. You are young boy, then we become old now. In the same way, after changing this body, the living entity will go to another body. What is the difficulty in understanding this? What is the difficulty? So, here, they want to forget about the next life. But it's reality. We have to take birth. So therefore, the Srila Prabhupada has made this ISKCON society, which is real, like they have coined the name in Pune, that oasis, which is real oasis. In whole Mumbai, there are 3 and 4 oasis. Every city, there are oasis. ISKCON is the one, only hope, not one, but only hope, where not about, they don't talk about just religion, just economic development, just sense gratification and liberation. They talk something much more above than this, which is by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada, we know that the loving relationship with the Supreme Lord Krishna. We can be a family member of Krishna, member of Krishna, by developing the loving, pure devotional service attitude. That is taught in ISKCON, in Prabhupada's mission. This is the only hope. So, we have to know the reality, and Prabhupada is talking in this purport, the end of the purport, that we have to accept that there is next life, and to work accordingly, so that we don't take again the next life, again and again birth and death cycle. We don't have to get trapped in this cycle. And we have to strive for the better life in the next life. the slok of Bhagavad Gita says, Janma Karma Chame Divyam. One who understands Krishna's birth and activity, tattvata, in a very solid way, then he can go to the Krishna Loka. Just by understanding Krishna's pastime, it's not ordinary, mundane. Even I heard recently, means not recently, 6 months or 1 year back, about the incident of a ISKCON's devotee, a Prabhupada's disciple, taking birth again as a woman, a disciple of His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami. You might have known or not. This is like threatening story for all of us. It means it is shocking news that to become more serious, isn't it? That if we think or contemplate anything other than Krishna in our day-to-day life or at the last stage of life, it's very risky to get a body of another, maybe man or woman or any other living entity. So therefore, we have to check our consciousness that how we should live our life in such a way that always think of Krishna and talk about Krishna, contemplate about Krishna, so that at any moment, anything happens that we can, then we can remember Krishna. It's not so easy, but not impossible also. So this is the process, whatever we have given by the acharyas, we just follow and then automatically we will remember Krishna. So I pray to the Lord and to all of you, please pray each other for each other and bless that we will always remember Krishna, so that in the next life we will not have we should not take any chance, we should not take any risk, we should have a life with Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions, please? Hare Krishna. Oh, he has a question.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for a wonderful class. So, we all know that
Prabhuji is the incarnation of dancing. Dance avatar, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. So, we all know that if we're thinking of Krishna at the time of death, you know, we go back to the